Hey, this is Julian Taylor, and you're listening to an encore presentation of Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show, and join us next week for a brand new episode.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
From his celebrated album Talking Book, that is Stevie Wonder and Superstition. I'm Julian Taylor, and this is The Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show. A big shout out to our partnered stations, our sponsors, and of course you, the listeners. I hope that you're enjoying the show. 50 songs that turned 50 this year. And Superstition is one of those songs. Stevie Wonder talks about it. And he wrote this song because he's actually not superstitious. In the lyric, he says, when you believe in things you don't understand, then you suffer. He doesn't believe in the number 13 and, you know, walking under ladders and broken glass, that kind of thing. And I sort of stand with him on that one. At least I think I do. Coming up on the show, Gordon Lightfoot and a song from 1972, You Are What I Am. Gordon is a lovely, lovely gentleman. I've done the tribute to him a couple of times. It was always put on by Jory Nash and usually was at Hugh's Room in Toronto. And Gordon would sit in the audience and check out the performances. Like I said, he is salt of the earth, and I only wish the best for the Aurelia-born singer-songwriter. And legend, that is. Lawrence Martin, someone who should have been a legend, and appears again on the North Native North America Volume 1, has a song on the show called I Got My Music. He is a musician born in Moose Factory, Ontario. And although he is an entertainer, he is also a politician and became the first Aboriginal mayor in his municipality. He uses music as one of the ways to get supporters, which I think if I was a politician, I would probably do that too. And before that, we will listen to Reeling in the Years, Steely Dan. Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin recently mentioned just how much he loves the solo in the song, the guitar solo, that is. It's one of his favorites, is what he said. Before that, let's get things going here with a song called I Shouldn't Have Did What I Done. Raised along the banks of the Skeena and the Nas River in British Columbia, the Chieftones met each other at a residential school in Edmonton, Alberta. For your listening pleasure here on the jukebox, the Chieftones.
Reeling in the years, stowing away the time. This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Thank you. of blues. Well, I've got my music, so I don't have you anymore. Oh, no. Well, I've got my music, now more than ever before. So I'll give you all I think gonna make you blues.
We'd like to commence our show with an important land acknowledgement. The Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the First People who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That is music from Curtis Mayfield and his third studio album, which was the soundtrack to the movie Superfly. Obviously, the title of the song is the same, as you probably already know. Curtis Mayfield is certainly one of those characters in musical history who influenced so many people, including Bob Marley, who wrote One Love after an encounter with Curtis Mayfield. Leland Bell comes up on the show with a song called Messenger, and this particular artist is from Manitoulin Island and appears on Native North America Volume 1. Obviously a record that you've got to get after hearing this show. Dobie Gray with Drift Away. Yep, you know that one. It was a big, big hit, peaking at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 back in 1973. A song that would earn Dobie Gray a nomination for a Grammy. Speaking of Bob Marley, he's up on the show with Get Up, Stand Up. This song also is a tune written by Peter Tosh and Bunny Wailer. Obviously, Tosh leads the charge on the second verse on this particular song, and you can tell it's obviously not Marley's voice. Tosh just had a tougher, more aggressive approach to his vocal. That's all I'm saying. Both are pretty amazing artists, obviously. They are legends. Willie Mitchell's up on the show, and Willie Mitchell toured most of the 70s with his Desert River Band while playing an active role in his community as well. He is also one of the co-organizers of the 1980 Sweetgrass Festival in Quebec. Here is Birch Bark Letter by Willie Mitchell on the jukebox.
I wrote her a letter from the bark of a tree. I was telling her that I would soon be there. As the fire was lifting, my mind started drifting, drifting like the smoke curled in the air. The teepee flaps were open, and the sand was all alive, and the smoke made everything look old. I've seen her in the fire, and I've seen her in the earth. Everything she touches turns to gold. I could see her in the water, I could see her in the clouds, singing like a bird who lost a friend. I have prayed to the spirit, and I thanked him for our love. I thanked him for the love that never ends.
Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. might. Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's not all that glitter is gold. After story had never been told. So now you see the light, hey, stand up for your right. Come on,
get up.
Sky. Take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours on earth. And now you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Jump, jump.
Stand up for your rights.
Sick and tired of your ism, schism game. Dine and go to heaven in Jesus' name, Lord. We know and we understand. Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light.
What you
gonna we gonna
do?
Stand up for a right.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
You better get up.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. To think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. Thanks for the joy that you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Mentioned the tune earlier. That is Drift Away from Dobie Gray. I never noticed how that rhymed, but that must have been something that radio announcers back in the early 70s really, really liked, because I did. I'm Julian Taylor, and this is The Jukebox. I'm your host. Thanks for tuning into the show. It is 50 songs that are turning 50, or rather, it's about 50 songs that are turning 50. Do you get it? Anyway, next up is a song called Messenger by Leland Bell.
Yeah.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I'm Julian Taylor, and this is The Jukebox. That was Marvin Gaye and Let's Get It On. One of, well, in my opinion, one of the greatest voices of the 20th century, for sure. He had a very smooth tenor and was one of the most consistent and most enigmatic performers that Motown Records ever released. Certainly a classic in its own right, that song definitely makes people take their clothes off. At least it makes me want to take my clothes off. And whoever's in the room, I want them to do that too. I am very happy that you've tuned into the show. I hope that you have enjoyed all the music that we've played for you this episode. Special thanks to Lady P for putting together a wonderful playlist of songs and artists from 50 years ago. I also have to send out big props to the rest of my team. Thank you to everybody on the JTJ team. Thank you to all our station partners, to our sponsors, and to you, the listeners, for tuning into the show each week. We always have eargasms on deck for you. At least that's the hope, right? Coming up, we've got music from Shin Goose and Lynyrd Skynyrd.
To her bed. Whoa, whoa.
from Manitoba, singer-songwriter Curtis Johnny, who went by the name Shingoose when he was on stage. The poetry in this piece of music is by Duke Redbird. Duke Redbird was one of the performers that I got to witness at CBC Music on the Glenn Gould stage for the 2021 Junos as he opened up those ceremonies. It was a beautiful thing. I honestly can't tell you. It was so gorgeous. We are closing the show off with a song that gets requested pretty much every night all over the world. They want to hear the solo. They want to be free as a bird now. And so do I. I love this song. I just don't like playing it live when people yell at me from stage. So that's why it's going on the jukebox right here, right now. Our final song of the show is Lynyrd Skynyrd and Free Bird.
And
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.